This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the National Agriculture Day Observance, March 14th. Newsman Steve Alexander will be along with today's report after this. I'm Max Armstrong, and I'm honored to tell you about Ag Day 2019. The Agriculture Council of America proudly celebrates the wholesome contributions of our country's farms and farm families each March on National Agriculture Day. We celebrate because agriculture is at the heart of our country's health and prosperity. It's our backbone, the fabric and fuel of American ingenuity. Quite simply, it's food for life. The Agriculture Council of America and our esteemed industry partners invite you to celebrate National Agriculture Day on March 14th, 2019. You can find ideas for planning your own Ag Day events on the National Ag Day website. That's agday.org. We invite you to join us as we pay tribute to the wholesome contributions of America's farmers. Agriculture, food for life. Steve?
Thank you, Max. That storm that rolled through the Midwest earlier this week left behind a lot of misery, and in Wisconsin, a lot of snow. Several records were broken. In Wausau, 15.7 inches fell Tuesday. That shattered the one-day record for the city going all the way back to 1924. 14.2 inches fell in Plover, 13.9 at Rhinelander. 8.3 inches of snow fell at the Dane County Regional Airport. That nearly doubled the old mark for the day of 4.9 inches set back in 1923. Another record was set in Milwaukee, where the National Weather Service recorded 7.9 inches. On yesterday's Midwest Digest, I reported that 16 head of cattle were killed in a snowstorm-related accident. It happened in North Dakota, where a semi-load of cattle rolled over. But as terrible as that is, how about this? Over 1,600 dairy cows died in a day-long blizzard over the weekend in central Washington state. That area of Washington, around Sunnyside, is wide-open terrain, and most of the farms are open-lot dairies. In the zero-degree blizzard, what one farmer called a once-in-a-lifetime weather event, the cows huddled in, pressed up against each other, as is their instinct. Many went down and couldn't get up and died from either cold exposure or injuries from other cows struggling to find shelter. Most of us avoid the DMV office. Not a man in Troy, Missouri, though. He's in jail charged with stalking employees at the DMV. It started with hanging around and buying pizza for them and giving one of them money for a manicure and a pedicure and escalated to waiting out of the parking lot and repeatedly texting one of the employees, and that was enough for him to go to jail. High school senior Martha Everett lost her purse during science class. It was at the Jeffersonville, Indiana High School. Inside her purse, she had lipstick, gum, photos, the usual sorts of things. Oh, and an invitation to the prom, the 1955 prom. Workers were demolishing part of the school and found Martha's black-stitched purse behind cabinets in the science room. Thanks to social media, school officials were able to track down Martha, now 82, at her home in Florida, and they are mailing her purse to her. Oh, one more thing. If you have a significant other, then a reminder that today is Valentine's Day. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, who's attending the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, I'm Steve Alexander.